Note, this translation was produced using OCR and machine translation tools rather than any inherent understanding of the language. It may therefore contain errors or miss out on nuances that a native speaker would pick up on. They've uploaded it on the basis that any translation is better than no translation. But if a Japanese speaker is able to provide a better translation, they are encouraged to do so. The D-lettered images will be uploaded so that anyone can have a go at the translation if they want. Slave Academy School Uniform, Winter Clothes. It's a leotard worn by the female students of the Slave Academy School. It is made of soft plastic that fits tightly and cannot be removed without a key. The more advanced the student's school grade, the tighter the uniform pulled across the crotch. Thigh-high boots with 15-centimeter heels force the students onto their toes. The garment is made from a material that is both elastic and highly resilient. When worn, it is a tight fit, and the material is pulled tight. There's a vaginal dildo, a urethral dildo, and an anal dildo. The crotch area of the leotard contains 3 vibrating dildos for the urethra, vagina, and anus. These begin to expand their orifices in preparation for the insertion of the much larger dildos of the orgasm hanger. This initial training takes 2 weeks, during which the dildos will remain inserted almost constantly. The Automatic Orgasm Training Restraint Frame. After 2 weeks of uniform training, students will finally be mounted on the orgasm restraint frame. The restraint frame is made of a special lightweight metal that splits in half, allowing students to be mounted, after which it is secured with an electronic lock. Up at the top, there are finger restraint systems, twin tail fasteners, a nose hook, an earplug dildo with internal speakers, a neck collar with constriction function, a ball gag with a deep throat dildo, rotating underarm stimulators, I feel like those would tickle, fixed height breast roller, pistons for vagina, urethral, and anus dildos, vibrating navel dildo, clitoris training system and drug applicator, an inner thigh striker, rotating sole stimulator, and a toe restraint system down at the bottom. Automatic Orgasm Training Restraint Frame. The initial curriculum of the slave school involves restraining the entire body from the tips of the fingers to the soles of the feet. The nose, throat, neck, armpits, chest, navel, vaginal, uterus, fallopian tubes, urethral, G-spot, anus, colon, clitoris, and soles are kept stimulated 24 hours a day for a continuous period of at least 3 months. The clitoris is stretched out and upwards. A tight ring is fastened at the base and is fixed to the top by a piercing. It is used as the injection site for 4 types of drugs: antidepressants, anesthetics, aphrodisiacs, and thrombosis preventatives, the latter being necessary due to them being restrained in this position for several months. In addition, the left and right sides of the clitoris, as well as the tip, are constantly stimulated via conductive silicone brushes. Oh, what a mouthful. In fact, almost all of the training equipment on the frame is conductive and capable of administering electric shocks. During punishment, these can be strong enough to cause fainting. It looks very uncomfortable. Her legs are like totally spread out, and then her knees are bent back around. There are balls in her feet and her armpit, and her tits are like squished down, and her arms are held above her head. And then everything that could be filled with something seems to be. The pistons on the bottom half of the frame is equipped with a dildo. This piston is always active even during sleep or when in class. When the vaginal dildo is fully inserted, it penetrates into the uterus, at which point the vibrating oviduct stimulators will extend and retract to stimulate the ovaries. Next to the vaginal dildo is the urethral brush. As the piston moves up, this is inserted into the urethra, to rub against and stimulate the urethral wall. The lower part of the vaginal dildo is molded to the shape of the urethral brush, meaning that as they are inserted, the vaginal wall is sandwiched between them and rubbed from both spots to ensure G-spot stimulation. The tip of the urethral brush is umbrella-shaped, meaning it can press against the roof of the bladder without damaging it. This also prevents it from coming out when the piston retracts. Students are kept in a combined state of pleasure and pain throughout their bodies. The machine monitors arousal and can prevent climax until permission is given, forcing them to experience a hellish existence right on the brink of orgasm. To complement the stimulation of other areas, a metal striking tool hits against the student's inner thigh whenever the dildo is fully inserted, causing the student's pain. New students will remain in this apparatus for at least 3 months. The bonds are not removed for classes, eating, or even sleeping. There is also an extremely large dildo for the anus at the rear of the pistol movement system, which will be inserted into the intestines of the students. The dildo is also equipped with a defecation management system, with functions such as enema fluid injection and defecation removal suction. At the bottom of each foot is a spinning brush, which continuously tortures the most sensitive parts of the sole. The brush excretes a lubricating oil which ensures that the feet do not suffer any damage from the non-stop brush movement, but also heightens sensitivity. On that note, everything with the machine seems to be lubricated, like there's just water leaking out of everything. And there are a lot of very detailed photos. The anal dildo is flexible enough to follow the curves of the student's colon, meaning when it is inserted fully, it penetrates deep into the colon, pushing up against the bottom of the stomach. Because of the regular penetration, the student's anus will soon be able to fit almost any size dildo. The same is true of the vaginal and urethral dildos. It regularly administers light electric stimulation, ensuring the student continues to suffer from combined pain and pleasure. The student's bowels are emptied every 3 days. However, because enema fluid is also slowly absorbed by the rectum, additional enema fluid is pumped into the intestines several times a day to ensure the student's bowels are always uncomfortably full. The student's neck is fitted with a collar that can be tightened regularly to the point of near asphyxiation, but is set to relax before suffocation is caused. A long dildo extends from the back of the ball gag deep into the student's trachea. When the breathing hole on it is opened, students can breathe through their nose. In addition, a pair of dildo-shaped earplugs are inserted into the ear, all the way to the eardrum. They block all external sounds, so the student only hears what is played through the built-in speakers. A thin, vibrating, penis-shaped rod is inserted into the navel. It is made of a softer material, allowing it to be pushed up when the vaginal dildo is pushed. It also emits electric stimulation on a regular basis. Even the sensitive navel cannot escape from the continuous training and torture. Oh, this one looks painful. The student's fingers are restrained using acupuncture needles. Although this would normally be extremely painful, the students are injected with enough anesthetic that it isn't felt as strongly as it would otherwise be. Oh, there are like little needles going underneath their fingernails. Oh, that feels uncomfortable. Oh dear. Breast rollers clamp the students' breasts into place while keeping them pulled taut. A rotating, vibrating brush is pressed into the students' armpits. The constant low voltage stimulation, coupled with the rotating, constantly stimulates the sensitive armpits of the student. The brush releases a lubricating oil to prevent damage from the constant friction. Oh boy. Underarm stimulation brush. The brush acts almost like a drill bit, but is made of soft silicone. It is pushed into the student's underarm crevice and rotates at a high speed, tormenting the sensitive area under the arm. In order to avoid causing damage from intense friction, it secretes a lubricating oil. Under the continuous attack of the spinning, vibrating brush and the aphrodisiac effect from the lotion, the underarm area becomes almost like an androgynous zone. This sensation is so intense that they will release copious amounts of sweat during climax. Toe restraints. Oh, the toes have the same thing the fingernails do. Oh no. Oh, they look like tiny dildos. Toe restraints. The toes are individually locked in place and held secure with a fastening under the nail. The bottom of each toe is then individually stimulated by a silicone brush. There is also a silicone brush to stimulate each sole. When it rotates, it releases lubricating oil, which contains ingredients that cause intense itching. Oh, so their feet always itch too. That's terrible. The student is completely restrained. No part of the body is capable of the slightest movement, and there is nothing they can do to prevent the stimulation on their feet. All 10 toes are individually secured and stimulated by a rotating brush. The soles of the feet also have high-speed brush, and the lotion exuded enhances the sensation. The students have no way of avoiding this to ensure orgasms. Hole expansion before and after. Oh, it's like a little picture. It shows their holes at like, I don't know if I'd call it a normal size, but like a relatively normal size, I suppose. When the dildos are totally retracted, and then it has a picture of them totally filled and very, very stretched out when the dildos are pushed into their like fullest amount, I guess. Let's see. Hole expansion before and after. Comparison of the diameter of students' holes while wearing their initial uniform and once installed on the orgasm hanger. Oh, I was close. So it's the difference from their little leotard uniform to that, like, torture machine. It's a big difference. A more detailed photo. Oh, you can see all the way through her vagina, past her cervix, straight to the fallopian tubes. Wow, that's a lot of detail. From this angle, it's possible to see the great difference between the sizes of the vagina, urethra, uterus, and oviduct, as compared with the initial uniform worn by students. Additionally, it's possible to see how the vaginal dildo and the urethral dildo fit together to clamp the G spot from both the front and back when inserted. Slave Academy student only platform. Students squirting while waiting for the train station. Students travel on special trains when returning home or attending extracurricular activities. The platform is exclusively used by students and cannot be accessed from the outside. A rail system is installed on the platform to load them onto the train compartment automatically. When all four vibrating dildos are inserted into the students' bodies, the combined mass of the dildos can be more than the combined mass of their internal organs. Wow. Naturally, the students' training does not stop while they visit or wait for the train, and they continue to be mercilessly stimulated while waiting on the platform. So much liquid drips from their genitals or is squirted from the urethra that the floor of the platform becomes quite wet. Because the front of the platform is made from glass, the students' embarrassing positions can be seen by the public. They are humiliatingly exposed with their legs open at 180 degrees, their nose hooked to resemble a pig's nose, and penetrated with huge dildos. This shame can be enjoyed by all the passengers waiting on the opposite platform. When the urethral brush is fully inserted, the umbrella-shaped tip can lift the bladder up without damaging it. As it lifts the bladder, it rubs against the sidewall and pushes it up against the navel vibrator, producing sensations strong enough to make some students faint. Not only that, but at the same time, the vagina, anus, and oviduct will also be filled by their respective vibrators, at which point the body will be almost completely filled with foreign matter. This kind of piston movement can make almost all students faint each cycle of the piston's motion. In the little diagrams, their stomachs are protruding from all of that stuff being shoved into them. Exposed position during transit. As the students are loaded onto the train, they will each be moved to a window, then fixed in a position where they are completely exposed to the exterior. As the train moves, they are kept in this position, legs wide open so the public can view their state of continuous climax. The window by each student is numbered. By looking this number up on the top, on the school's website, a detailed profile of each student can be viewed. As the students are loaded onto the train, they will each be moved to a window. Oh. So that text didn't change. The text down here at the bottom did change. The shaking of the train as it moves adds another dimension to the piston motion that they are already experiencing, making the sensations even stronger. When students are on the train to school, they tend to orgasm even harder than usual. Railroad crossing. There are generally many spectators waiting for the train at each railroad crossing. Everyone comes to take a picture of the student's shameful appearance, being mechanically violated to orgasm while completely exposed. The photographs are often sold for a high price on the internet. Oh, it's got like a little screen. It's a picture of somebody's phone, and it's got a picture of the girls up on the train. And the comments say, "Lol, pussy. It's reluctant, but her pussy swallows that whole vibrator. Look, her urethra's taking it really hard, too. She hasn't stopped squirting. She's coming already." Let's see. Oh, no. I lost my spot. Heck. Okay, I got it back. Alright, the next panel has a similar thing, but it's got all the dildos shoved into it, into her pussy after that. And it says, "Wow, it went in. That dildo is as thick as his thigh into that lolly's nasty pussy." Let's select the bladder view. You could hear it go in. I can't believe it was so loud. The window's all wet. And then it's got a photo of her, the next panel, or the next, I don't know if it'd call it panel, but like page or whatever, has her shoved right up against the glass, and the dildos are pushed all the way inside of her, I think, and the way that it makes her stomach bulge makes it touch against the glass. And it says, "Because they're positioned right in front of the window, when they squirt, it sprays all over the glass, making it obvious to everyone watching whenever a student orgasms. A cross-section of the vaginal dildo during piston movements. As the piston moves up, the vibrating urethral brush is inserted, which rubs against the side of the urethra. Meanwhile, the vaginal dildo contains a ring-shaped structure full of protrusions that press against the other side, meaning the G-spot is sandwiched between the urethral and vaginal dildos and is strongly stimulated from both sides. This causes a state of almost constant climax within the students." Eating and training with the nasal dildo. Let's see. Nasal training is performed 3 times a day. It is also the student's source of sustenance. In order to feed, the nasal dildo will be inserted into the nostrils, continue through the nasal cavity, and reach the esophagus. As the student climaxes, the dildo ejaculates a thick liquid food into their throat. Oh wow, it goes straight in through their nose. Oh, that looks like it hurts so bad. Oh dear. Once the dildo has entered the esophagus, it starts to move in and out in a reciprocating mo in a yeah, in a reciprocating motion. When the student orgasms, it ejaculates the food from its tip, but if the student's orgasm ends, it will pause dispensing food and start the piston motion again. The training does not end until all the food has been consumed. Remote VR training classroom. A male subject is required to provide remote training for each of the students. The male subject is provided with a room for several weeks, during which period they will constantly utilize a sex doll designed to simulate their student's body. The subject wears a VR headset and an infusion tube connected via the neck. What? That doesn't make any sense. A male subject is required to provide constant remote training for each student. The male subject is provided with a room for several weeks, during which period they will constantly utilize a sex doll designed to simulate their student's body. The subject wears a VR headset and an infusion tube connected via the neck. The latter will inject various nutrients and stimulants into their body, allowing them to spend all of their time training the student. Each part of the doll remote controls a part of the student's training frame. For example, if the neck of the doll is held, the neck constriction system in the student's frame will activate in real time. The nose, mouth, neck, armpit, chest, blah 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 of the sex doll are all linked to the corresponding areas on the student. The male subject can use each part of the sex doll according to his preferences, simultaneously causing the rape of their student remotely. A large amount of semen from the male subject is collected from the doll and from the drain in the center of the room. This is transported via tube to a semen tank in the student's frame. Whenever the male subject ejaculates, the stored semen from the tank is simultaneously injected into the student's uterus. That was really hard to read. Remote VR rape. The subject's semen is collected and transported to the tank in the student's restraint frame, and the student's dildo vibrator is fully synchronized with the motion of the male subject's penis in their sex doll, allowing for a highly realistic remote rape of the student. As the male subject ejaculates, the semen in the student's semen tank is pumped into their uterus. The armpit region on the sex doll is linked to the vibrating rods under the student's armpits. Because the male subjects are injected with stimulants, they experience uncontrollable frenzied lust, thus subjecting the students to even more severe torture than their normal mechanical control. The male subject's semen is pumped into the student's womb every time he ejaculates. Although each subject is different, on average, each student will receive about 2 liters of semen a day. By the end of the training period, most students will have been impregnated. Students after restraint frame removal. After several months of continuous training, students will be released from their restraints. Tightly restrained areas will be bruised, their jaw will be dislocated, their clitoris stretched, and their entire body spasming. The parts of the body that had been stimulated will keep giving pleasure. Despite the removal of the instruments in these places, their training continues. And then it has a picture of them, and they've got kind of like red areas from where all of their body parts were held, and their legs are still bent in that uncomfortable, spread wide open position. And their toes a little bit too, and their nose is like stuck in a weird position. Students released from orgasming restraint frame will continue. Students released from the orgasm restraint frame will temporarily remain in a state of constant climax. Every hole capable will be squirting, and their organs will actually increase in intense, and their orgasms will actually increase in intensity, peaking about 3 hours after release. Finally, the semen injected into their womb will start to pour out, coinciding with the peak of their climax. The aftermath of this will last from weeks to months, during which period their most intense orgasms can last from morning until night, and they will feel pleasure even when not orgasming. Oh, and that's the end of it. Okay, well, I guess that means that they're well-trained lollies. It'd be nice if it, like, said what all the training was for, you know? Like, if they get sold off as sex slaves or something, or if after that they're used, or if the whole goal of it was just to, like, breed them. I don't know. It'd be nice if it said what happened to them after that. That was kind of interesting. I didn't like the fingernail thing. The fingernail thing was not cool. Everything else was, like, pretty fine, though. Not that bad.